Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Mandela Market Coffee and Conversation Podcast on Radio Karam. If you're listening for the first time, my name is Amanda, and I'm the founder and organiser of Mandela Market, which is held once a month at Beach Lane. And we're very excited to be invited back by Beach Lane for our spring market dates. And when I say we, I mean myself and all the artisans and the storeholders, because it's definitely not a one-woman show. The artisans are who bring the magic and the, you know, the amazing vibes to the events, and they're very much part of creating and promoting the market. So we're very excited. Let me tell you our spring dates. We're coming back to Beach Lane on September 24. That's Sunday, September 24. Sunday, October 22, Sunday, November 26, and I'm super excited to announce that we will be having a very special Christmas market, which will be on December 10. So it's a little bit earlier than our normal market dates, but that's because we want you to get in and get all your Christmas shopping done, not at the last minute. So try and be a little bit more organised and come on down to the market on December 10 to do your Christmas shopping. And I would love to promote buying handmade and homemade for Christmas. It just adds that special and personal touch to your gifts when you buy something that someone else has made. So I think that's a beautiful thing to do this Christmas. So keep that in mind when you're doing your shopping. So in the lead up to the markets each month, and thanks to our friends at Radio Karam, I'm going to be inviting some of our storeholders down to the Wholesome Nest Cafe where we are this morning. You can hear the coffee machine in the background. And we're going to be having a coffee and a chat with some of our artisans and storeholders. Now, I wanted to do this because I think it's really important that the community know more about our storeholders. Most of them are local, very local artisans and storeholders. So I think it's important that, you get to know a little bit more about them before you meet them at the markets. Now, this morning I have with me, I've invited down Nicola, who is half of the team at Willow and Fern. The other half is Sarah, who is unfortunately a bit unwell today. She's here. We'll wave to her. But she can't speak. So Nicola's doing all the talking for Willow and Fern Boutique this morning. So welcome, Nicola.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me here.
Thank you for coming down. Now, let's talk about... We're going to talk about spring and spring fashion. It's not feeling very spring today.
No, not today. But Willow and Fern will have some beautiful spring pieces coming
beautiful.
Soon. So at spring, at the moment, what we're looking at is frills, bright colours, and lots of floral. We love floral.
Yes,
so
definitely.
That will be in dresses and wraps and lovely tops as well.
Gorgeous.
So hopefully it'll get us inspired and excited about spring.
Definitely. So will you still be having, we're kind of like in a bit of a trans-seasonal phase of the year, just coming out of winter and into spring. Will you still have a few of your transitional pieces?
Yes, we will still have some of our winter pieces, and spring's great for wrapping up.
Layering.
So we'll still have some of our winter, and with great opportunity because we've got a sale with our winter stock as well, so you can get some bargains.
Fantastic.
And then you'll slowly start seeing some new pieces coming in our collection.
Gorgeous. So you mentioned florals, of course, which is really big in spring. So we're getting lighter in our fabrics, a little bit more sheerer, is that right?
Yeah, and bright fuchsia is a popular colour for spring this year.
Yep, fuchsia, look out for that. It's gorgeous.
Wrap dresses are always popular because you can layer them up.
Yes.
And also you can use them as like a wrap, a kaftan top.
Which is actually what I did. I bought one of your beautiful mustard floral wrap dresses last market, and I had a special event to go to, and I wore it as a kimono kaftan sort of style. It looked gorgeous. I had lots of comments and I've sent them all your way. But it was very versatile. You can wear it as a dress and also as a kaftan. So lots of dresses. Will we be seeing some sleeveless tops at all?
Some sleeveless tops, and we'll still also have our essentials as well.
So your basic denims.
Yeah, your basic demons, and also we'll probably introduce like a play suit and stuff well. We'll try and get a variety of tops, jackets. Demon jackets is a really good transitional as well. So you can, you know, put it on and it looks great with a dress or a skirt. So you'll start seeing lots of things coming in.
And what about accessories? Because over winter you had lots of gorgeous big handbags and scarves and beanies. What will you be bringing for spring?
Well, at the moment we've started introducing dotty scarves. Pink, you know, like a cream white, and also what also is good for spring is statement earrings as well. Bringing that colour in as well, because it's all about statement. And straw bags. So we'll be looking at accessories to try and, you know, bring, you know, something different. We like quirkiness. So, you know, we've loved our pom-pom bags.
And the tassels.
The tassels. And what we're starting to see now is unusual straw bags and shapes, different shapes.
So that sort of beach vibe, which is which everyone sort of loves down here.
Perfect. So you'll start seeing that.
Wonderful. Very, very exciting. So you're going to be joining us actually for our whole spring season, which is exciting.
Can't wait.
Yeah, September, October, November and December. You're going to be upstairs at Beach Lane in the library.
Yeah, we love that room.
Oh, it's got such a great atmosphere there, hasn't it? So I'm glad that you've been enjoying your time there. What's been your favourite part about the market, coming to the market?
Oh, the community spirit, getting involved and the support from all the local people as well. It's just a great atmosphere, and both me and Sarah love being part of it.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, it's a social thing as well for us.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's lovely to see the same people coming back and saying, oh, we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
And it's really just supporting the community, because we are a local business. And that's where we want to be.
So you're both local to the area?
Sarah is at Aspendale. Our both boys, well, our children, I should say, Sarah's got a little girl, are from Aspendale as well.
Fantastic. And so where are you based? Because I've you have a little pop-up shop now and then also, don't you?
Most of our orders are through social media.
So you want to share that website for everyone?
Which is our website, which is willowandfernboutique.com.
Okay,
so that's www.willowandfernboutique.com. And also we have a Facebook page, Instagram. So if anybody wants to have a look or any queries or wants to order, you can order through that and we can send the lovely pieces out to you. Also, we do at the moment have a temporary pop-up shop in Mordialloc, which is inside the Alteration shop. But all our addresses details are on the social media, and we're always updating.
Perfect. So people can check out the website before they come to the market and maybe write a little shopping list of what they want to check out and try on, because you can try on at the market, can't you?
We've got a changing room,
which is really important. I think when you're selling clothes is having the opportunity to for customers to be able to try on, because you want to see how it looks and feels on you, don't you?
Definitely.
You have a gorgeous little tent in the room with a mirror, and it's quite private, or very private actually, so yeah, that's great for our customers to be able to try before they buy, isn't it? Wonderful. So let's talk about how you both met. How did Willow and Fern start?
Me and Sarah have a love for animals. So through our dog walking and being really good friends, we just had a chat. And we both love dresses. And we just came up with the idea of why don't we try and sell some?
That's amazing.
And also enjoy trying them on yeah. and finding which yeah. dresses we like to yeah. have ourselves. So we just had this general chat and then we brainstormed some names yeah. and Willow and Fern came up.
Fantastic. Yeah. And how long ago was that that it all began?
It's about a year now.
Oh, wow. So, yep, fantastic. Yeah. Fairly new new business and you're going so strong.
Yeah, so we investigated and looked into it and then we found our love and passion and yeah. A little spark, you know. We just both love shopping and we love helping women out there, you know, choosing the right outfit
yeah.
and yep. And just, you know, style and
yeah, styling bringing people so much fun.
Bringing different quirky things, trying different yeah, yeah. ways to wear things.
Wonderful. And so where do you find all your stock? What's the process of finding, you know, the perfect garments for Willow and Fern Boutique?
We're just trying to understand, you know, the local community mm. of what they're into and
yep.
and, you know, sort of understanding their needs as well
yep.
and what they wear, and we're try and look for yep. you know what would suit our market
yeah.
really.
Yep.
And we enjoy it too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we also offer parties as
yes.
well.
So tell us about the parties that you do.
Well, it's very exciting. So all you need to do is book a party, mm-hmm. invite your friends round and have some nibbles. And me and Sarah do all the hard work. We bring all our beautiful Willow and Fern pieces
right,
to your
house.
Right,
so you set up all the racks in their lounge room or something.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Make our own little boutique shop in your own home.
Gorgeous.
And it's just a great, fun way to
yeah.
shop. It's
relaxed
easy.
And comfortable in your own environment
yeah.
and get your friends around.
Try the clothes on yep. and have a laugh and just try things on that you wouldn't necessarily try on in the shop
yeah.
and just have a giggle.
And it's great to have your friends, you know, opinions and help with finding yes. Things to wear.
And the best thing is we do offer to the host $100 mm-hmm. credit
oh,
to the
wow.
host. So on that night, you can use your $100 credit.
Amazing. That's so great. Oh, that's wonderful. So people can come to the market on Sunday, September 24, and have a chat to you about booking in a party, possibly. You
yes.
take bookings at the market?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, we certainly can help you with that.
Fantastic.
Yeah, just have a little chat with me and Sarah.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I'm looking forward to having you both back. I really am for the spring season. Spring is, definitely huge for fashion, isn't it, with all
yes.
the spring fashion festivals going on and the spring races. Will you be getting a few special pieces in for the spring races?
Yeah, we yep. will be looking for a few special okay. pieces.
Perfect.
Yes.
And you'll sort of have them towards the spring racing festival
yes.
season. Okay, wonderful. So keep coming back and having a look at what the ladies are going to bring to the market. Thank you so much for coming
thank
in
you.
This morning and having a chat with me. It's been wonderful to learn more about your business and how you began. We look forward to having you back, like I said, in spring. You're going to be here in October, November and December.
Yes.
For the listeners, with spring, we are actually going to be outside and we're hoping and praying for a fine day. We're going to be outside in the backyard with storeholders and also upstairs. So it's shaping up to be our biggest market ever or our biggest season ever with the most storeholders. So it's very exciting. There's going to be quite a lot of new storeholders for spring, which is exciting as well. We're going to be having some jewellery. We've got some aromatherapy storeholders. We have some gorgeous mandala inspired pieces, storeholders selling mandala inspired pieces. We have, what else do we have? Oh, so much. We have some clothing, of course, something for everyone really. So please come on down. Our next market is September 24 and we're operating between 9 to 2. So we're staying open a little bit later with spring just because we're expecting nicer days and longer days. So there's a little bit extra time for you to come on down and do some shopping. So thanks again, Nicola. Would you like to share your website one more time for our listeners, please?
Yes, it's www.willowandfernboutique.com.
Wonderful. And the Mandela Market social media details are Mandela_market. That's on Instagram and Facebook. And we've actually got a couple of spots still to fill for our spring market. We've got a couple upstairs and a couple outside. So if there are any listeners who are artisans or storeholders or know someone, please send them our way. You can contact me at mandela-market@outlook.com, and we'd love to have you. We look forward to a wonderful season of spring season here at Beach Lane. So thank you, Nicola. Thank you very much to Radio Karam, and I look forward to coming back next week with another artisan to interview, and I hope you all have a great day.
Thank you.